Hello and welcome to English for You. My name is Jeffrey.
Hi everyone, my name is Pat.
And today is our discovery lesson, and the show we will feature is called Globe Trekker.
Okay, now this sounds like a travel show, am I right?
That's right, because of the word trekker, which is kind of means like a traveler. There are some famous TV shows that include the word trek, most notably Star Trek, which is about a journey through space.
Okay, so globe trekking must be traveling all around the world.
That's right, and there are many travel shows out there, but this is one of the longest running, which means it's been around for a long time.
Sounds great. Let's find out about it right now.
Reading
Globe Trekker. For a virtual trip around the world, there's no better television program to watch than TLC's Globe Trekker. Every episode features a new adventure in an interesting place. This program has been running for more than a decade, and it's still going strong. Globe Trekker has spotlighted more than 130 locations, but it's a big world out there, so get ready for more. Instead of having a single host, Trekker has a team of brave travelers. Each one has their own unique personality and style. In addition, the show has little narration. The program chooses to focus on great scenery, set to background music. These tunes create a richer viewing experience. No matter where the show goes, it takes an in-depth look at everything from landscape to local culture. However, most of the tours last just a few days, so travelers can tackle them over a busy weekend. For many people, taking trips across the globe like these would be a dream come true. However, seeing the world through Globe Trekker might be the next best thing.
For a virtual trip around the world, there's no better television program to watch than TLC's Globe Trekker. Okay, so that's how we introduce this show, and it's talking about a virtual trip around the world. So here we're not talking about people going on a real trip, we're talking about by watching a show, they can experience what it might be like to trek around the world. Virtual means kind of in, like, not quite reality, but like in TV or in a computer reality.
Sure. The word virtual, when you apply it to something, it means it has all the qualities or most of the qualities of the real thing, but it's not actually that real thing. Something that we might have more of in the future is called virtual reality. And this is usually depicted with a computer screen that you put over your eyes on your head, and you see a world that's computer generated that seems real, but it's not actually. So this is a virtual trek. Now, a trek is similar to a trip, but it kind of has a more adventurous feeling to it. So you're going on an exciting trip around the world. So the article next says, every episode features a new adventure in an interesting place. Well, of course, you wouldn't want a show about people who go to boring places, so this show makes sure to pick out places that you would actually like to go to in the future. That's why this show is very popular with people, because it gives them ideas for their next vacation.
Okay, now this program has been running for more than a decade, and it's still going strong. A decade, this is a noun, this word is spelled D-E-C-A-D-E, decade, is a period of 10 years, okay? Just a 10-year stretch. So we often talk about decades like the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s. All of those were decades, 10 years long. We could also say, I have spent nearly a decade in Asia, which means I've been here for nearly 10 years. And it also says the program is still going strong, which means it's still popular and a lot of people still watch it.
That's right. This is actually a common expression. We say it's still going strong, which means that even though it's been going for a while, it shows no signs of slowing down or becoming weak. Now, some more information. Globe Trekker has spotlighted more than 130 locations. But it's a big world out there, so get ready for more. Okay, so Globe Trekker has spotlighted all these locations, and to spotlight something is to put the spotlight on it, which is a very bright light. But it means to highlight something or make it an example, to reveal more about it, put the focus on that one thing. So there are some magazines out there that spotlight celebrity scandals. Have you seen these magazines, Pat?
I love reading them. I love the juicy details.
Oh, yes. These are guilty pleasures. When you like reading about celebrities, movie stars, boyfriends, girlfriends, maybe some trouble they caused at a nightclub, these are scandals. These are their dirty secrets. And some magazines focus on these problems they create. They spotlight the dark side of the brightest stars.
Okay, so back to the show. The article says, instead of having a single host, Trekker has a team of brave travelers. So this means just instead of one person presenting the show, they have lots of people all going to different places.
And this is great because instead of just seeing one host who really does the same things every time and reacts to events and places in the same way, there are several hosts, and each one has their own unique personality and style. So the word unique is an adjective, and it's spelled U-N-I-Q-U-E, and it just means special or one of a kind, meaning there is only one of that kind or style. So the 1960s were a very unique decade. Okay, we use the word decade from before, and the 1960s were unique because there are a lot of changes in culture and music and technology. Humans started flying in space, and TV and movies became colored, and there were lots of interesting changes.
Okay, the article also says, in addition, the show has little narration. Now, narration is where you get a voice telling you what you can see in all of the pictures, kind of telling the story. But this show doesn't have a lot of that. It doesn't need words to talk about the places it visits. Instead, the article says, the program chooses to focus on great scenery set to background music. Okay, so I guess instead of having a lot of talking to describe where they are, they just show it. Okay, it's always better to show than to tell, and you get to see all this great scenery set to music. Now, scenery is spelled S-C-E-N-E-R-Y, scenery, and it's views of usually land or nature. It could be the ocean or mountains or forests. So in an example sentence, we could say, the scenery in eastern Taiwan is beautiful.
Oh, and I completely agree with this sentence. I've taken a train all the way around the island. I went down the east coast first, and I was completely amazed how beautiful the scenery is with the mountains and the fruit farms and the ocean. It was really stunning. Now, when I went up the west coast, there were more cities. The scenery was not quite as nice.
Okay, so we see this scenery set to background music, okay? The article then says, these tunes create a richer viewing experience, okay? A tune, also some people pronounce it tune, that kind of goes both ways, both okay. It's spelled T-U-N-E, and it's a noun that just means like a song or the music parts of a song. So, for example, you could say, I want to play you a tune on my guitar, or, hey, I really love this tune.
Right, it could be a song you hear on the radio. So this TV show, instead of having somebody who just talks the whole time, explaining things to you, there is instead background music set to the scenery. And when I first started watching Globe Trekker, I thought this was a little strange. But as I started to watch it more and more, I started to get these strong feelings like I was actually traveling to these places and taking a trip. It's really interesting. The richer viewing experience. I don't know, I felt stronger emotions when I was watching the show. It was really cool.
Well, did you know that music was invented before language, which is why music can often move us more deeply than words?
Very interesting.
Yeah,
so maybe we should stop talking so much and listen to more music.
Yeah, true. Okay, so the article continues by saying, no matter where the show goes, it takes an in-depth look at everything from landscape to local culture. So in-depth means it takes a deep look. It explores it. It doesn't just look at it briefly. It really gets to know whatever it's talking about, whether it's landscape, which is another word for scenery, or local culture.
Okay, so when the host actually does become more active and starts bringing you through the local area and speaking with the audience, they don't just say very plain things, surface area, superficial, just judging things by the way they look. They really investigate what's going on with the people there. Now, something interesting, the article goes on and says, however, most of the tours last just a few days, so travelers can tackle them over a busy weekend. All right, so if you love to travel, these trips that Globe Trekker takes are actually possible for you to tackle, because to tackle something means to finish or accomplish some job or something you want to do. For example, I had too much work to tackle in one night, so I completed half of it and saved the rest for the next day. So again, if you are interested in sort of copying these Globe Trekker trips, you might be able to do it over a busy weekend if you really push yourself.
Yeah, which is great, because it's hard to take a lot of time off work sometimes, so it's fantastic to have these places where you can really get to know it in just a few days' time. Okay, the article now says, for many people, taking trips across the globe like these would be a dream come true. And that's certainly true. It would be fantastic to visit all of these different locations, see the scenery, and get to know all the different things about the culture.
Sure. There are so many travel shows out there these days, and with the internet and Google and Wikipedia and YouTube, you can see these great places in vivid color with videos, and really, I think it makes people want to explore even more, because a lot of times seeing a TV show is really fun, but it's not always enough. It can actually inspire you, to take your own trip. So you'll have to wait to take these trips. We can't just fly off anytime we want. You'll have to.
Money's an issue. You got to save up.
Yeah, they're kind of dreams. You have to wait, save your money, and buy tickets. However, seeing the world through Globe Trekker might be the next best thing. thing is our shortcut for you. So let's take a short look at this phrase.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we'll be discussing our For You chat question.
Shortcut for you.
Did you get my latte?
No, I got you a cappuccino. It's the next best thing.
It's not the best. I wanted a latte.
Let me explain. The next best thing means almost as good.
Okay, so the next best thing just means 第二顺位的选择, 退而求其次. Well, maybe it is the next best thing, but you didn't do what I wanted.
But there was a special price. I saved you some money.
Oh, wow. You saved me $20.
You see?
I love lattes, but saving money and having a cappuccino is the next best thing.
All right, so obviously, taking a real trip would be the best thing if you're dreaming of taking a wonderful trek. However, watching Globe Trekker and seeing the host take these trips is probably the next best thing, which means the second best thing.
Yeah, we're not using next here to mean like the next one that comes, like the next bus that comes or the next MRT. We're talking like next best, which means almost best, next to being the best.
Right, and you know, this brings us back to the very beginning when we talked about a virtual trip around the world. And if you can't quite do the real thing because you don't have the time or the money or you are scared of airplanes or some other strange problem, watching Globe Trekker is the next best thing. So you guys should definitely check it out. But first, we are going to go on over to our For You chat and talk some more.
For You Chat.
So today's question, well, it's not really a question, it's just saying, describe your perfect vacation. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
All right, my perfect vacation. Well, the first thing is the beach. Okay, nothing special there. A lot of people like to go to the beach, and I would love there to be fresh fruit, fresh juice that I can drink while on the beach. And we talked about music earlier. I would love some live music, so some culture, some local culture that really values live music. And, of course, it'd be nice if it were free. So, basically,
that is a perfect vacation.
Except
a free vacation.
Right. So, my perfect vacation seems pretty normal.
Well, that may seem normal, Jeffrey, but I still think it sounds like a great vacation. And I would probably say the same. A perfect vacation would involve white sand beaches, hot weather, no rain, plenty of music. I'm going to add, I would take a cricket tour to the Caribbean, which is full of live music and beautiful beaches, and I get to watch one of my favorite sports for days on end and enjoy the weather.
Sport and relaxation.
Yes.
I can definitely agree with that. But maybe some of you out there do not agree. Maybe you'd like to go skiing down some snowy mountain slopes. Well, be sure to chat about this for a while and come back and join us for part two when we look at more about Globe Trekker.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Globe Trekker. For a virtual trip around the world, there's no better television program to watch than TLC's Globe Trekker. Every episode features a new adventure in an interesting place. This program has been running for more than a decade, and it's still going strong. Globe Trekker has spotlighted more than 130 locations. But it's a big world out there, so get ready for more. Instead of having a single host, Trekker has a team of brave travelers. Each one has their own unique personality and style. In addition, the show has little narration. The program chooses to focus on great scenery set to background music. These tunes create a richer viewing experience. No matter where the show goes, it takes an in-depth look at everything from landscape to local culture. However, most of the tours last just a few days, so travelers can tackle them over a busy weekend. For many people, taking trips across the globe like these would be a dream come true. However, seeing the world through Globe Trekker might be the next best thing.
Vocabulary Review.
Decade. Michael Jordan was the most famous basketball player of the decade in the 1990s. Spotlight. The author does a great job of spotlighting the positive side of the characters in his books. Unique. The woman wore such a unique hat that everyone noticed it. Scenery. Henry loves being by the ocean because he thinks the scenery is beautiful. Tune. Jenny turned on her radio and sang along with the tunes as she listened. Tackle. Tony and Ray worked overtime to tackle the new projects their boss gave them.